Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. I want to invite you to the aesthetic experience of canoeing and kayaking the Mississippi River. If getting out on the river and paddling achieves nothing else, one begins to think of the river beyond the thin blue line on a map. It connects to wetlands, parkland, bike and hiking trails, and habitat for fish, birds, and other wildlife. When you put in at Moline's Bass Street Landing YMCA docks, Rock Island's Recreation Docks, or at Bettendorf's Leech Park Public Docks, you fully expect an urban paddling experience. And certainly you will have that. But be ready to be surprised to find a relatively wild, somewhat intact ecosystem too. The river is lined with some lush, verdant habitat over many of the miles. If you are in the Sylvan Slough, you will see birds. You don't have to be an expert birder, however. You will be able to identify Baltimore orioles, bluebirds, pelicans, cliff swallows near the I-74 bridge, and mallard ducks. A great blue heron might entertain for several hours. They've become accustomed to us humans and like hanging out with us. Sylvan Island is home to bottomland woods, outcroppings of limestone, and the happy talk of hiking and mountain biking enthusiasts who are enjoying the miles of trails on the island. Two overlooks serve as perfect fishing docks, as does the new Sylvan Island Bridge. Paddling downriver from Bettendorf, you'll encounter some landscaping, park benches, flower beds, and native limestone riprap. A seawall is in place beyond the gentle current around the Lindsay Park Marina, and the opportunity to lock through the Lock and Dam 15 is just beyond. All of these experiences are available on Floatzilla August 15th, so if it appeals, go to riveraction.org to register today. Tie all of this together, and you already have most of the links in a chain of green that surrounds our cities. If we can link together underdeveloped parts with developed parts, then the city will be wrapped in a string of pearls. Let this be a call to action for our civic leaders to think of long-term preservation efforts at the river's edge like a corridor seeded with wildflowers that could act like a sponge to slow water flow and trap sediments, and to work together, public and private interests, for the future of the Quad Cities.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.